In the last part of the program today, we're going to visit with two very different young artists who are in the news, both because of their music and how others are reacting to their music and to them in this very political moment. In a minute, we'll hear Jackie Evancho, who sang the national anthem at Donald Trump's inauguration. She has a new album out, and she's also speaking out in support of transgender students, including her sister. But first, a visit with the latest star from a place that has produced more than its share. Long Beach, California has produced such legendary rappers as Snoop Dogg, Warren G, and the late Nate Dogg, who won international acclaim and persistent criticism for work that some said glorified gang life. Now, a generation later, the city has a new star, and his name is Vince Staples.
Northside Long Beach, hit the counter, make a dollar, flip it, split the dollars with my mama, children. Folks need Porsches, need abortions, I just need your light of my business.
That's North North from the album Summertime 06, released in 2015. Music writers have hailed it for its fresh, gritty, almost journalistic take on his hometown. Rolling Stone calls Vince Staples one of hip-hop's true rising stars. The Fader called him a regular genius and a candidate for the most hilarious, intelligent, and subversive voice in rap. And he's only 23. He's on tour before his second album dropped, and he was nice enough to stop by and see us really minutes after he drove into D.C. for a concert. Vince Staples, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you for having me.
I take it you're not all that comfortable with the acclaim, and you're probably not all that comfortable with the way I introduced you. I read in one interview that you said, I'm not a star, I'm a person with a job.
Well, that was me being sarcastic because, you know, they
like a star.
They like to know. It's just the idea of the magical Negro.
So you're not magical.
No, what a magical Negro means is that, oh, you're smart. Oh, you're talented. That means they're assuming that you're not supposed to be. So they can kind of keep those compliments. They're backhanded.
One of the things that people have noted about you is that you take a lot of the tropes that people are used to and you twist it around. Like I'm thinking, for example, in your short film, Prima Donna, how it, you know, it opens with this kind of, can I just say, classic, stereotypical kind of hip-hop scene with the scantily clad women shaking their butt in your face. And then within a minute, you see it's a set. It's all kind of made up, right? And you kind of turn it on its head and offer some kind of really pointed reflections about fame and money and celebrity and, you know, what that's all about. I just wanna be the venture, baby. Why they wanna kill me, baby? Feeling like a pop star. Music driving crazy, think I'm finna pull the waves on the Primavera stage, on some Prima Donna sh- finna throw it. You do seem like an old soul, like you've lived a lot longer than your years, and I am wondering kind of where those insights come from.
Now this will be my question, just to play devil's advocate. What's the appropriate amount of years to have that insight? I think it's less about that and more just about what you take from your personal experiences, because you can learn something, you know, in 15 minutes. It could take someone 15 years to learn, so I don't think it's really a time table on it.
Well, you know, you've also been really open about the fact that a lot of the things you talk about have been real in your life. In one interview I read of yours, you said, one writer said that gangbanging isn't something you opt into, it's something that's around you. Is that how you describe it?
This is my thing about that question. That question isn't, why do gangs happen? It's like, oh, wow, why do these black and brown and you know, Pacific Islander where I come from, why do these little boys with no structure, no one guiding them, why do they need each other? Why are they trying to figure out life on their own? That's what it is. It's nothing else. When you speak about gang structure, people ask about, they want to know about killing, robbing, and things that are considered crime. They don't care about anything else. And that's why those questions are kind of, not from what you're saying, we're talking about from what the writer referred to. It's kind of annoying to hear those things because you can't find a Jay-Z article where they don't speak about him selling drugs. You can't find a Vince Staples article where it doesn't say, ex-gang member, rapper from yada yada yada, Vince Staples says this, this, that, and that, because we live in a space where your name isn't enough.
But you talk about a lot of things in your work. I mean,
when you see an article about Adele, they don't say scorned ex-girlfriend.
Adele? Well, I kind
of, that's
think
all of her
do.
Work though.
I kind of think you do.
What I'm saying is there's never been an article, and if there has, I haven't seen it, that says someone's ex-girlfriend Adele, the singer from yada 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 yada. But that's us. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, no one's asking why.
Let's play a clip from your song, Lift Me Up. Get this chance, all these white folks chinning when I ask them where my dad going crazy, got me going crazy, I can't get with that, wonder if they know why. You say all these white folks chanting when I ask them where my N-word's at. Does that bother you? That, I mean, how do you feel about the fact that you have such a large fan base of white people?
I don't feel any type of way. Mm-hmm. It's a question. So this, when you perform, there's a lot of aspects of music. When you perform, when you say that line, you see people start to look at one another. And when they look at one another, they self-assess. Is he talking about me? Is he talking about him? I love black people. How dare you judge me for listening to your music? Yeah, it forces people to think about themselves, which is a very hard thing to do sometimes. And it's a statement. I wonder if they know that we notice it. Life ain't always what it seems, so please just lift me up, 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 lift me up.
Some of the same criticisms that attended to the earlier generation of rappers and hip-hoppers has resurfaced. Of course, you remember last October, a woman took exception to North North, which we played at the beginning, and posted a video response that went viral. I'm going to play a clip from that.
I cannot believe this stuff is on the radio. This is what our youth is being subjected to.
Here's what made a lot of people turn their heads is that you were very kind about it. I mean, you defended her. You said that people should make a right. Really?
What did she say? She said, this is what our children are being exposed to. She's right. That's what the song is about, what our children be exposed to. My question is, why can we listen to that and pass it off like it's not a problem? When you see a film and you see a murder scene or a rape scene or something that's displaying an element of trauma, we don't look at it and go, this movie's great. I'm having a great time. Are you? We feel for that. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't necessarily happen in that sense when we're speaking about music. So I didn't make that song for it to make people happy. So I don't have a problem with what she said. You got a reaction out of someone. Isn't that the point, essentially?
But you could have rallied the troops. I mean, there were a lot of people dumping on her, and you didn't do that.
Because that's pathetic. It's pathetic to attack someone for having an opinion or feeling some type of way or for wanting something, her children to not be exposed to something. Because I'm 100% sure my mother would have loved for her children to not be exposed to gang life. Or have to be exposed to those things. But the difference is it wasn't on the radio. It was in our house, and it was outside. It was at our schools, and it was at our churches. It was everywhere that we were. So it was kind of a little bit harder. If I have children one day, I would hope that they would never be exposed to that.
I hear you.
But she never said one negative thing about me. Her statement was that she doesn't understand how this is getting to major airwaves, which is debatable. It's fair for her to feel that way. And she kind of felt bad about the fact that it was possible that these things could really happen. Shouldn't we be happy that someone actually is considering the fact that this really happens rather than passing it off as fable or just ignoring it?
So what are you dreaming about now?
I think we just take it day by day. We try to find new methods of creating things and just trying to do something new and making sure that when it's all over, you know, we've added and not just taken away.
That's Vince Staples. Vince Staples was kind enough to stop by on his way to a performance. He has a new album coming out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when. When it's done, it'll be done. We still got a little bit of stuff to do.
When
yes, ma'am.
Ready. Vince Staples, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. This is for my future baby mama. Hope your skin is black as midnight. I'll take you out there. I can put you in the bins. I can balance out your chakras. Fornication is...